Someone is saying something, they just hit on something, an important point I wanted to bring up about, first of all, several important points were brought up. One is, you know, not every tune is going to fit such a fast tempo, and the fact that there's only one chord per bar here in most, for the most of the tune, you know, you can hear the tune as like one beat each, or one chord per beat, and think a quarter this fast. This is what Ira was saying. Instead of one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, you have one, two, three, four, one, two, three. And each beat is like a bar. Not every tune is going to serve that purpose. So this is an ideal one. But someone was saying about the texture now, because it's so fast, you can't play the way you play. And this is exactly what someone asked me at the end of last time's session. Like, in this section of whatever song we were playing, there's too many chords I can't follow. What do I do? I said, don't play them all. Play only the first chord of each bar, or the first chord of each two bars, or the first chord of each four bars. But keep your spot first and foremost. Right? And this is opening up your ears, listening along like this. So that's exactly what it is. It opens up like windows of space, or whatever the word is. You would think that fast would be maybe the opposite, like you're getting into real granular territory, but the opposite has to happen, or else you just simply cannot keep up. And the opposite will be true when we do slow. You'll be super granular. You can come up with all sorts of stuff just within the space of one beat because it's so slow. All right? Someone said it's like when you look at a spinning wheel that's moving super fast, it actually looks like it's still or moving very slowly.
Yeah,
that's a great analogy right there. One more. The last thing is, I actually was trying this when you guys were walking in. There's no way I could play at 400, at least not this tune. Because when I got to 175, mind you, 400 is 200 on 2 and 4, right? So I'm going to talk in terms of 2 and 4. And drummers, if you can comment on this. When I tried to do it at 175, I couldn't hear it without flipping the beat. I couldn't get through the tune without flipping the beat. But 170 was my max. So I invite you all to go home, put a metronome on 2 and 4, and you're going to be able to get it to a certain place. It doesn't matter what your number is. It could be 250 or it could be 50. It really does not matter. Mine happens to be 170 right now. It means that I can hear it, the 2 and 4. And play, like, without even playing, I can hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Please don't play because this room is so weird. Like, by the time I hear it, that was another weird thing that was happening. I was getting a reflection off the wall of the hi-hat, and it was wigging me out. It was very super hard to concentrate. But anyway, yeah, so that's, never mind even playing, that's how fast I can hear it. Once I go to 175, I can't hear it anymore. I'm going to flip the beat. Maybe I can do it right now because I've been listening for a little while, but if I go and play it, I guarantee I'm going to flip the beat, meaning that's going to become 1 and 3. I invite you all to explore that for yourself and come up when you know your number. I should go home and take my own advice and write down my number as 170, and then gradually over the course of however many weeks get it up to 200. It can't be that hard from go to 170 to 200, and then I'll be at 400, and that's probably the max I'll ever have to do. I don't know if this was exactly 400, but I think it was. My friend told me it is. I never checked it. You want to check it?
Yeah. So what I Yes, these are all good. So if I may paraphrase, unless there's something I'm missing or I need to add, then chime in again, please. But you guys are discovering the malleability of tempos. That super fast is no longer super fast if you're thinking half-assed. I got to write that down. That's my favorite poem. Anyway, you could think not only half speed, but a quarter speed you're discovering. We're going to discover when we do slow tempos. We might not have time tonight. I have a feeling. But, you know, the malleability of tempos. And so you don't play the same way. This goes back to what David originally said. You can't play the same way. You have to play, you know, some of the time those guys were playing real, like, real, quote, real 400. And other times they were playing 200 or 100, whatever. That's about all I'll say about this.